Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, man?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. How was your week?
Not bad. Yeah. Drawing to a close, ready to start a new week, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Staring down the barrel of Monday morning.
Big
leak turned into something Marvel was very, very smart about. I think it was one of the first times I see a studio do something smart.
Yeah.
The leak of Age of Ultron trailer hit the webs, the interwebs, this week when it was really supposed to hit the TV.
Yeah, it was supposed to hit
this coming week on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
And they were out of nowhere, they released the trailer on the internets.
Yeah, but around 10 o'clock at night is it first got leaked. I saw it about 4 o'clock Eastern time.
Yep.
I think it was out actually probably between, probably around like 3-ish.
Yeah.
And so it got leaked around then. And then at 10 o'clock, I got something for both Marvel and something separate from Disney.
Okay.
About the official press release about the trailer. So instead of trying to say, you know, play like duck and cover.
Yeah.
They just kind of owned it. But you know somebody, whoever leaked it, it had to be somebody working either with Disney, Marvel, or ABC, and their ass is probably fired.
Well, you're right. I'll get to that in a second. But kudos to them, because normally in these situations, what the studios do is they go after the sites and make them take it down, or they take it off YouTube. Good for them, man. And they even did it in a clever way. They blamed Hydra.
Yeah, I saw that.
Very clever. It was funny because I, like you, it was sometime in the afternoon, I saw the leaked version on there. And I didn't want to watch it because, you know, it was going to be a crappy version. I just didn't want to be, I just didn't want to see it.
And it wasn't a crappy version. It was a really good version of it.
It was. So then you sent me the link and I'm like, all right, I'll watch it. And I was like, God damn. So then once I saw it, of course, I sent it out to my people. And by 10 o'clock, I go to the same page you sent me, and there's the full version, crisp HD, and it looks awesome.
Yeah, it really does. I mean,
kudos.
Damn, it's just, that is just smart, you know, bravo to their marketing department for cleaning up that mess, and like you said, not, you know, going after the sites to take it down.
Yep. Because they could have easily done it like they typically do.
Yeah, they just owned it and said, you know what, screw it.
Good for them, man. Kudos, again.
Yeah, what they're saying is there's going to be a scene released on Tuesday's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
There's going to be what?
A scene.
Oh, is that what they're going to do?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I have to admit, this past week's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I think it had to because they introduced Mockingbird.
Yeah, did you watch it?
Yes, I actually enjoyed it for once. In the year and a half I've been watching this show since it started, this is the first one where I can really say I really enjoyed it. Adrian Padalecki?
Yeah.
Just, she kicked ass.
So she was the reason the show was good, or just it was the show itself?
It was her. I'm sorry. It was just her kicking ass. It was just like, this is what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, they set her up, you know, everybody thought she was going to be this, like, Hydra agent, and really she was a deep cover S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Okay.
And she had to get out another deep cover S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, one of the scientist geeks. Which one?
Okay.
But as they're trying to get out, all of a sudden these Hydra agents, you know, military-type guys come down the hallway.
Okay.
Mockingbird busts out the battle staffs, and it was just,
Long
time coming, man. She just kicked asses. You know, it's just like I'm watching this, and the only thing that bothered me is just she kind of went like, I don't know if you remember the fight scene with Black Widow from Iron Man 2.
Yes.
How she went down and you saw the hair.
Flicked back.
Yeah, from an upper shot.
Yeah.
They did the same damn thing here. I was just like, was it really necessary?
Yeah.
But other than that, it was just like, oh my God, she's kicking ass. And next week they're giving her a battle suit and it just looks,
It does look cool.
It does. This has been quite an improvement to this dog of a show. I'm sorry. It's just like, this is what the show needed. It needed this type of action. It just needed to kick ass like this.
Now, she doesn't have any superpowers. She's just athletically inclined.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, and is her code name Mockingbird?
They haven't said that yet, but she's definitely Bobby Morris.
Okay.
So,
I'll have to go back and watch it now.
Yeah, it was an actual, like I said, the only reason I've been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is just to keep in the know.
Yeah.
And yeah, quite honestly.
She liked to suffer.
Yeah, I'm stupid. I like to suffer.
But she didn't suffer last week.
No, not as bad, but at least there was a payoff.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people say it. Things turned around with Captain America, and I thought it got worse then.
Yeah, yeah.
But this was the defining moment of the show for me. This was just like, all right, she kicked ass. I'm happy.
Well, we both watched the first episode, and I think you and I both agreed it wasn't that great of an episode.
But no, it wasn't.
We go online, everybody was like, it really turned around, and I'm like, okay, whatever. So I was sort of off. I was done, not really done, but I haven't seen it since.
Right.
I didn't so much write it off as I just haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
But I'll go back and I'll watch it.
Yeah, it was really good, but as we start getting away from me, we're not talking about Ultron.
Yeah. All right, so what they were going to do is, so instead of showing the trailer, they're actually going to show a scene from Ultron.
Yeah, you know, it's probably a small scene or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what they could show, but it's...
So, with this leak, do you think it was definitely not done on purpose?
If it was done on purpose, it would have released the PR stuff a lot earlier.
Yeah.
Not that late at night.
So honestly. somebody did it, something they shouldn't have.
Yeah, I could see them, I've seen them do stuff like that, and then, you know, like 3 hours later, there's a press release about 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people are shutting down for the night.
Yeah.
So to get it that late in the evening, they had to be scrambling big time to figure out what to do.
Do you think they can nail the person who did it? You think they know, or do you think it's they just let it go?
I don't know.
I'm just curious of how.
You know, it's I honestly don't know
how tight these operations are.
You know, it's a matter of tracking down the IP address and all this other cyber stuff. So I really can't say.
Yeah. But the trailer itself.
I mean, I could definitely say whoever the first site was to release it is probably going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
But, yeah, but the trailer itself...
Dark, man.
Everybody's, like, saying... Some people are calling this the Empire Strikes Back of the Avengers franchise, and I'm like, okay, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, it's breaking the team up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that. And it's funny because I've seen it a couple times, and there's much more eagle-eyed people out there. Somebody said that scene where Tony Stark says, we're cleaning up the mess I made or something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody pointed or questioned whether that he was back in that kid's garage from Iron Man 3. Like, because if you look in the background behind him, there's license plates hanging up. It's a wood background. I'm like, I wonder.
Hmm.
There's just so much was contained in that little trailer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ultron looked cool. That whole ending, there are no strings on me. I mean, God.
I mean, definitely just the line from Pinocchio was just like, it was phenomenal. Spader's voice.
It works.
Holy shit. The only thing that kind of bugged me a little is just like, you finally saw Ultron's full face, you saw his eyes.
Yeah. And yeah, that was a little weird, but you know what? It's weird.
Yeah, it's just...
But maybe that's the point. To make you feel uncomfortable.
It might also make it, to give him some expression. So I'm not too sure how I feel about that yet. I got to see some more, but other than that...
Did you notice the ones that were crawling out of the water didn't have eyes?
No, they didn't.
So...
Those definitely look classic Ultron. I'm not too sure. There's all rumor around now that... Andy Sidaris,
Sarkis,
he might be Claw who ties in to Black Panther history.
I'm not real familiar with the character, but a lot of people were really excited about that.
Because it's just like, first off, it's just like, They're probably indestructible because they're probably made out of vibranium.
Okay.
Which is probably why Claw was there.
Okay.
The history of Claw is he killed the first Black, the current Black Panther's father. I don't want to say the first because it's a long history.
There's been many.
There's been many history, but he killed the current Black Panther's father.
Okay.
In the comics. And then because Wakanda was the only place where to get vibranium, when Black Panther struck back, Claw was using a sound device, and it ended up backfiring, hitting the vibranium, and he turned into a creature of pure sound. Even though he's called Claw, that's his name. It's not like he's got this claw on his hand.
Yeah.
I mean, what's on his hand is kind of looks like this sonic type of, you know, almost like a satellite dish type thing, I guess. But he's a long-time Black Panther enemy. And,
okay.
So now people are really hoping this we're going to get a Black Panther film. Which
sort of lead into Black Panther.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I would. They don't give Black Panther a movie. I think they're a bunch of idiots. He's a great character, positive Black role model.
Yeah.
Holy, you know, you can't get much more positive than him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and, you know, it would just work. I really think it would work. So here's hoping on that one.
Yeah.
But the trailer just looked, it really looked awesome.
It does.
It really did. And, you know, it's Ultron is definitely something that Iron Man tried to create to protect people that backfired.
Yeah.
Which now makes me wonder if the rumors are true about the entire, you know, Civil War thing. You know, who's going to be the villain here? I mean,
how do you mean that? Do you think that they are true or they're not true?
If they are true, then it means it seems more now like the roles are reversed. Where, you know, Stark tried to take things in his own hands.
Yeah.
And it seems like maybe Cap, I don't know. I'm stretching here.
One of my favorite parts is him Cap walking, you know, away from the camera, and he's dejected, no shield. I mean, they really got their asses handed to them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how about Banner? He's just falls down in the snow.
Oh, my God. What did you think of the Hulkbuster?
Holy crap, that was,
I mean, just top to bottom.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear the nonsense with that one?
What's that?
The creators of the Hulkbuster armor think they should get, like, a mention or a credit or some kind of.
Well, I mean, how does that work? There's a thing where if you create a character, I guess, you get some sort of credit or. I don't know the specifics.
Yeah, it's.
But it's a character that already exists.
It's just upgrading another armor.
I don't know. That's a really weird line.
Yeah, that one, I think there's a fine line on.
You know, it's not, you know, the Schuster, Simon Schuster, or did I say the book publishing company again? Schuster, you did it last week.
I did it last week, yeah.
I don't know. I don't make the money. Who knows? I don't know.
But the armor looks sick.
Yeah.
It really seems like Banner's having a total mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Definitely you could see, you know, Quicksilver speed.
Yeah.
You really couldn't get, you know, the average viewer couldn't really understand what Scarlet Witch's powers are from that trailer.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, unlike, you know, you and I, where we know it's probability.
Right.
Her powers, the average person wouldn't be able to tell. But, you know, this is still a teaser trailer,
right? I was just going to say, it's just a teaser.
Yeah, and we still haven't seen the Vision.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I think they purposely left out the Vision.
Yeah.
I think we don't see the Vision till the end.
Oh, I definitely think so. I think that's what's going to happen. It's just like, you know, Stark will come up with something, and maybe Stark will create the Vision, you know, to help stop Ultron.
Yeah.
Put Jarvis into a body, and this is what happens.
Oh, I like that. I like your thinking on that.
Well, you know, it's Paul Bettany doing, you know, who does the voice of Jarvis, so.
Yeah.
We already knew that he's playing Vision.
Yeah.
So maybe that's...
Yeah, it's a good point. Good point.
So maybe that's what happens, but it was sick. It really was. And the scenes, you know, the broken shield and stuff.
Oh, and what's his... And Thor with no Mjolnir?
Yeah.
But now they're wondering, I mean, is he not worthy anymore? Just so many questions.
Hey, somebody brought...
It looks like you're getting a lot of backstory on Black Widow.
Yeah, and a lot of people said it's just like, you know, what is all this Black Widow, you know, all this backstory and everything. In the comics, Ultron has this ray called the Amphanto Ray.
Okay.
And it pretty much can create, you know, do mind control and create illusions and things like that. So that might be it.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, that's a good point.
He might be getting to their heads. I don't know. You know, I'm just stretching here.
Yeah. That's a good point.
But that's what my assumption is, you know, and I've mentioned that to a couple people, and people are like, yeah, it might be it.
You know, go back to Banner, just seeing him sitting there, and everybody's around him, and he's in that straitjacket. Oh, my God. I cannot wait for this movie.
I know. It's going
to
be...
And it was supposed to be April, correct?
It's funny, because, yeah...
I thought it was April, and then in the trailer it says May.
No, it's... The trailer that got leaked online actually did say April 27th.
It did, correct?
Correct. And then when Disney when Disney did the backpedaling later that evening, it said May.
Exactly. I thought it was nuts.
Yeah, yeah. No, you weren't nuts. It's just...
No, I am, but...
Well, yeah. So it's...
But, I don't know, man. It's going to be a long couple months.
Oh, God.
And then, you know, just to... Whatever. How does this, seeing that, how does that make you feel about any DC product now?
Movie-wise?
Yeah, I just, I don't know, man.
Dude, we still haven't seen anything from the DC movies yet.
I say it all the time, I grew up a DC guy.
Mm-hmm.
I am just so into Marvel now. And you put out a trailer like that. I mean, look, they have whatever coming up. Some of their movies have been good. Some of them have been, you know, Iron Man 3. I liked Iron Man 3. You get where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I understand.
You put out a trailer like that, and it's... I don't know, man. They're going to have a tough climb. DC's going to have... Warner Brothers and DC's going to have a tough climb.
They really are.
I think they are.
The fact that they're taking so damn long... It's just like this was banged out in about a year. Avengers 3, Avengers 2.
Yep, so you figure that's going to be next year, and then...
Cap 3 the following year.
Yeah, and that's what they're going up against. Did they budget? DC budget, right? Yeah. Warner Brothers budget.
Warner blinked, yes.
So, it's just going to lead right to Cap, and God knows what happens to Cap. I mean, and seriously, if that is the setup for Civil War, I don't know. They're going to have... God damn, they got the magic touch, man.
They really do. It's just, they know what they're doing. It's just like, they get everything very well planned out. And Warner really needs to learn something from this. And it's just, you know.
It's tough.
It really is. It's
tough being a DC fan right now.
Yeah, and then you got to read nonsense like the fuckhead Jeff Johns writes about, you know, wants to keep the two separate universes separate.
Wait, maybe he was being flexible about that now. I thought he was maybe backpedaling.
I don't know. That's something. I want him to keep away from everything.
Yeah. Well, I said to you earlier, the thing that they really, DC does have for them is that multiverse. And I think they need to work that somehow. I don't know how, but to me, that is what they can use against Marvel and their product is the I know that Marvel has a multiverse,
but right.
DC, to me, DC really has that multiverse thing going on, and I think they really need to use that to their advantage.
Until recently, it's Marvel, you know, Marvel is now really digging into their multiverse. The most we've ever really saw of it was, you know, the what ifs.
Right, and now they have the Ultimate Universe, which may or may not be ending.
Yeah.
And then they have the so-called 616 universe, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you know, the only other one that was kind of popular was the Squadron Supreme universe.
Right.
But other than that, they're really tackling a multiverse. And
I think that DC can find a way to move characters through the multiverse so they can be in the movies and they can be in the TV, but still have their separate universes, but somehow move them. I don't know. I think that's the way they do it. Maybe that's the angle they take. Because I can't see how else they... I don't know. Unless they put out... Listen, it is possible they put out a phenomenal movie with Batman vs. Superman. It's totally possible.
It is possible. But it's...
Yeah, I'm not excited about it. I mean, I've always been on the fence about it, but God, it's tough.
And to take, you know, say 2016 when, you know, something's already coming out.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you taking so long? It's
Let's see Batman in that costume already, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, that, I know. That should
have answered all this.
God, it's ridiculous.
Tomorrow, what they should do if they want to listen to me, well, they won't even hear it. Tomorrow, they should release the image of Batman in his in that costume already.
Yeah, full length. Let people
see. For mercy's sake.
Yeah. But they won't. They won't. They're bad, you know, ass backwards there, and it's just, they say they're, you know, they're hemorrhaging money left and right, and it's because they do stupid shit like this.
Yeah. It's just, it's, I don't know.
But that trailer just is like, holy.
Yeah.
That's
good. You know, there's more coming, and it's going to be a long couple months.
Yeah, it really is.
It's going to be a long winter, man.
Going to be a lot of build up with that, and it's just going
to. And the toy fair is going to hit. All the freaking toys are going to come out, and there's going to be hints on the toys.
It's going to be insane. It really is this year.
So, speaking of insane, switch gears a little bit. we have this whole thing going on about Breaking Bad toys and Toys R Us. And
oh my Christ!
So go ahead, you're way a little bit more involved with this.
All right, so you got this. It started over and down in Fort Myers, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
This woman named Susan Shriver.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. It doesn't matter. Twit, anyhow.
It doesn't matter. Twit is right.
She was, you know, walking along Toys R Us, saw the Breaking Bad figures, got bent out of shape, started a petition against it to have them removed, and, you know.
I wonder if she totally regrets it at this point.
No.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and, you know, she got 9,000 signatures, Toys R Us buckled and caved,
mm-hmm.
had it removed, and there's a counter petition out there that's up to 60,000 signatures, and Toys R Us won't do anything about it.
So, first of all, how many signatures now does she have? Do you know? Not that it matters, because she got her thing done, so I guess it doesn't really.
She got her thing done.
I'm just curious how many she had. So,
she has 9,200.
Okay, so right now there are. On a counter petition that started by Daniel Pickett, who runs Action Figure Insider,
mm-hmm.
There's 90,000, and he's got a lot of plugs from.
Well, 60.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Even still, so
not only does he have plugs, he got the two stars.
Right. Exactly. So what is Toys R Us? What do you think is going on at Toys R Us right now?
Unfortunately, we are still a small percentage of buyers. They're going to appeal to the families because they end up buying more stuff than we do.
Okay.
And it's a sucky situation, but that's what they're going to end up doing. But in the meantime, you don't see them removing things like the Walking Dead toys or, you know, the horror toys.
It's a whole weird process that's going on. One of the first things they did that you pointed out,
mm-hmm.
wrote an article about it, was that they took them off the website.
Yep.
Now, of all places to take them off first, to me, that was... To me, this is how they win this thing. They should have just left them on the website and say, look, they're not in the stores anymore, but you can buy them on the website. Why take them off the website? That makes absolutely no sense.
More people shop online. So it makes sense to take them off the website.
I understand that, but the rationale this woman is protecting the children.
She is protecting the children.
Okay.
Because... Her thing is, you know...
She doesn't want little Johnny to walk down the aisle and see a meth dealer. But little Johnny's okay seeing the zombie. We should not be saying this stuff, because the next thing they will do is they will pull the zombies.
The thing is, this woman's attitude is just like, kids imitate their action figures. And I'm like, yes, so how many people do we see running around in costume, dressed up as a bat, or as a ninja?
Exactly. Their whole argument is...
It's censorship. This is all it is. And what really pisses me off is 2 feet away, you have the fucking violent video games. Like,
good point.
Yeah, like, what is that game?
Call of Duty?
Not just Call of Duty, but Grand Theft Auto.
Where you're
the villain. You go out, you take hookers, and you beat them to death.
Yep.
Are you fucking insane? That's okay. You want to know why Toys R Us won't get rid of those? Why? Because it's $1 billion it's $1 billion that they're getting. Well, they're getting a small amount of profit from these fucking Breaking Bad figures.
Has anybody interviewed this woman?
News places have, but they always, you know, they turned it around to make it seem like she's fine. You know, that she wasn't the problem. Nobody tried to cross-examine her.
You know, it's funny because a bunch of, not many, but there has been articles written about the collector, the adult collector, and, mm-hmm. you know, basically putting down the adult collector, you know, again, with the stereotype, we live in our parents' basements.
Right.
And we're playing with toys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, they say the theme they repeat over and over again is that we're collecting toys, but meanwhile, how many centuries have dolls been collected? I pointed out to somebody that trains decades. People have collected trains. Right. Adults have collected trains, which is really a toy. But centuries, people have been collecting dolls. Which
look at Barbie. Fucking Barbie. So, okay.
I don't know. That whole, one of the reasons I don't like that TV show, The Big Bang Theory, is that there's still that stigma that we are just trolls that live in our basements,
mm-hmm.
our parents' basements, and all we do is play with our toys.
It really is annoying, and it's...
And that's what's kind of going on here with this whole adult collector thing and this woman coming across holier than thou. You know, maybe if somebody looked into her life, maybe there would be some things that she is not very proud of. I'm not saying that somebody should do that, but...
See, I think they should. I want to know how many video games she has in her house.
Just for the hypocrisy of it all.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, this woman has something that... she has a guilty pleasure, if you will. It's probably not on the popular side. Everybody does.
Yeah, but, you know, this issue is two things. First off, it's censorship.
It is.
Second off, it's lazy fucking parenting. You don't want your kid to have it, don't buy it. Don't tell my kid what they can and cannot have. That is my decision. Because you're too fucking lazy to say no to your child.
Or just say, hey, first of all, what six-year-old is going to say, hey, if your six-year-old knows about Breaking Bad, there's something wrong with you being a parent, first of all.
Yeah.
And let's just say they do, and they're watching Breaking Bad, and they know that the whole thing is just, the whole argument is stupid.
It really is. It's just...
But the other party culpable in all this is Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're right, we are a very small minority in our toy buying, but, you know, as it is, I don't like going to Toys R Us as it is. Right. They're expensive. They don't have, I don't know. It's just another reason not to go into that store.
Yeah. And
I don't know.
They
buckled way too quick, man.
Yeah, they really did. But the thing is, you know damn well if this show was still on the air,
yeah,
they wouldn't have buckled.
And you bring up a really good point that I did not think about. I didn't consider that they sell those freaking video games, which are ultra violent.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. My kids play the video games. Personally, I think it's, you know, a little over the top, but that's how I am as a parent. My kids are good kids. They do good in school. Blah, 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 blah. Those video games are fucking... My kids are older as well. Those video games are fucking violent.
Yeah.
Compared to freaking action figure. That's just an inanimate piece of plastic.
Yeah, it really is. And obviously the woman missed the entire point of the series anyhow. She thinks it's all just about drug dealers.
And seriously, how does she go down that aisle and pass the zombies?
I would rather have my son play with a drug dealer than a rotting corpse.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's the most asinine... This entire thing is so asinine.
maybe somebody should do this little exercise. Push them against, because Walking Dead, well, it's going to premiere tonight. Push back against those Walking Dead figures and see if they pull them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they should, but it would be an interesting experiment.
They won't, because the Walking Dead makes a shitload of money. But, you know, they also have Sons of Anarchy figures there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a weird one.
Somebody got, because I did bring up the Walking Dead. They said, well, that's fictional. I go, okay, so how about the Sons of Anarchy?
Where they go around. What does fictional have to do with anything?
Some people want to get semantics. It's not like it's next to the kids' shit. It's in its own separate
channel. It is. It always is. Well, I don't want to say it's always. I only go to a certain amount of Toys R Us. But the ones that I go to, they are with their own stuff.
Yeah. And
they're not with the Turtles.
No.
Not with the Power Rangers.
They're with something, and the section even says adult collectibles.
So they're not going to move on this.
I doubt it. It's, you know, unfortunately, you know, these people, these whack jobs, end up spending more, or at least that's the theory. You know, they're afraid they're going to lose so much money and revenue and stuff, and it's the most asinine thing I've heard.
Interesting.
What really pisses me off is about, you know, how the entire thing is going down in the news. When the articles first came out, I swear to God, you read them, it made it seem like Toys R Us is the one who's manufacturing these things.
Yeah.
The manufacturer is Mezco. Not once are they mentioned in any of the articles. Not one fucking reporter could do their goddamn research.
Well, that actually might be good for Mezco, if all this stays the way it is.
I tried calling them to get a comment, and they said that...
Yeah, you told me no comment. How about that?
Yeah.
Still no comment from them?
Still no comment.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, their press thing is just, you know, they're not shooting out anything right now.
That's probably smart.
What
are they going to do?
I mean, thank God for Brian Cranston and Aaron Paul. Yeah. It's just, yeah, I'm not too sure if you caught this one. It was one of the Fox shows. They said Aaron Paul threatens Toys R Us. And I'm reading the tweets that Paul sent out. Not one of these is a threat.
Well, look, you did say Fox News, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay. And you know what the average age of the viewer of Fox News is, right?
Yeah.
69.
Stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid and ignorant.
Fucking idiots.
And, you know, this is what, you know, one of the things Paul said is, wait, so Toys R Us pulled all the Breaking Bad figures from the shelf and still sells Barbie. I wonder what is more damaging. And they consider that a threat against Toys R Us.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's not like Aaron Paul said, I'm going to go there and burn your building to the ground, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, oh my God, they're so fucking stupid. Like, you know, it's, you know, Cranston and Paul both got wind of the petition. They both signed it. That's why it really blew up the way it did.
Yeah.
It's just...
What did he... And he talked about that on some show, wasn't it?
Yeah. And,
you know, was it a late night show
he was talking? It was one of the late night shows. Yeah. He thinks it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's stupid.
It really is. It's just, you know, he pretty much said the same thing about, you know, parents not acting like parents.
Yeah. It really is.
You know, and, you know, I just love Cranston's first reaction. This is Florida Mom petitions against Toys R Us Breaking Bad action figures. I'm so mad. I'm burning my Florida Mom action figure in protest.
I know. That's awesome.
You gotta love Cranston. For people who don't know, he did come from a comedy background to begin with. So it's just, you know, he was on Malcolm in the Middle for years. So, you know, the guy has a comedy
background. Seinfeld.
Yeah. He's got a comedy background. So it's just him cracking wise like that was so funny.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, God bless Daniel Pickett, and I hope he can get somewhere with this.
He's really got some press on it.
Yeah, and I've been calling Toys R Us myself, and I'm about to call tomorrow again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say I'm with the New York Times and see if I can actually get a call back this time.
Nice.
What are they going to do, check?
Yeah.
Who cares? But this one was just like some kids mimic their action figures, if you will. Do you want your kid in an orange jumpsuit?
It's stupid. I mean, again, you see worse Halloween costumes.
They're selling more Walking Dead costumes and stuff like that, and just like, oh my God.
Well, listen, she protected all the children. She did her job.
Oh, thank you for protecting my children.
Thank you for protecting my children.
From an inanimate... 6-inch
piece of plastic.
Plastic, yeah.
that we all hoard in our basements at our parents' house.
Because we know that action figures are the gateway to stronger drugs.
Yep, yes they are. That and comic books.
That and comic books, yes. God.
Did you catch Flash and Arrow last week?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
I really liked it.
And I know that everybody, and I like it as well, Arrow, you know, everybody's big on Arrow, but yeah. I think I like Flash better.
It's different.
I really, I dig the chemistry of the characters. It's just, I like it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really enjoying it a lot. Arrow, I'm still, like, a huge fan because I haven't
kept it. Oh, absolutely. It's
and a good show. I loved, you know, for those who hopefully didn't miss it, Felicity did get hired. You know, she took the job over at Queen Consolidated that is now being run by Ray Palmer. And the in-joke, and this is confirmed, I did check with Mark Guggenheim.
Okay.
That Palmer goes to Felicity, wants you to meet your new assistant, Jerry Conway.
He did say that, right?
Yes, as in Jerry Conway, this was an ode to Jerry Conway, who created Firestorm and killed off Gwen Stacy.
How about that?
That has been confirmed by Guggenheim.
That's awesome.
That I was just like,
you know. That's awesome. Well, speaking of Firestorm, we sort of got a kind of, I guess, a tease of how he's going to come together on Flash this week.
Yeah, but it looks like it will only be one personality in the body, though.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I guess that's a good point.
That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's got mental access to somebody else.
Well, there was a while it was just him without Professor Stein. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
I liked him, too. The guy, it's Amell's cousin? Or
yeah,
brother?
Robbie Amell, yep.
Yeah, it's his brother. And I liked him. He played a good part.
Oh, yeah.
It should be interesting to see how they bring him together, though, as it were.
Yeah, but totally different from, you know, the comic version, because in the comic version, he was pretty much a dumb jock.
He's an idiot, right. Well, maybe that's how they're going to compensate for not having Stein.
Yeah, that he's a smart kid, so he can figure it out himself. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, Arrow just kicked all kinds of ass. It's still no closer to figuring out who the killer is.
No. But were you a little disappointed when it wasn't? You figured it wasn't Thea?
It's keeping us guessing.
It's possible. It is possible.
We had the guest appearance of, we had Manhunter on the episode.
Yeah.
Never used the code name, unfortunately. I was getting a little bummed out that it turned out to be bad, but then I remembered my comic history and stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
It's still up there.
Oh, hell yeah. It was.
What do you think about Laurel making her way into Black Canary tights? Again, of course, it's not confirmed yet, but that's she's heading.
Yeah, it's, you know, she's become, you know, she's an act. That's what it is. And her new addiction is, you know, helping people, you know, by trying to fight crime.
That's a good point.
You know, she ended up getting her ass kicked.
Yeah.
Which is a good lead in, you know, to have more of Ted Grant in the show.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool, because, you know, I'm a Ted Grant fanatic. I don't know if we'll... I don't think they're doing a costume or anything for him, but, you know, he got the name Wildcat because that was his nickname when he was Boxer anyhow. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with that. It'd be interesting to see, but it takes more than one season, and then, you know...
Agreed, and I'm really glad that Ollie's not training her. Because I thought for a couple seconds there he was going to turn. You know, right before she went back to the gym.
Right.
That he was going to turn, but I'm really glad that he's not training her.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. He cannot train her.
No, and now it seems, and, you know, it seems like Grant is just clueless, just trying to teach her self-defense. He doesn't...
Yeah.
He probably won't... It'll probably take him a couple episodes to realize what the hell's going on.
I agree. I hope her story arc is more than... It takes her a while to really get into some sort of Black Canary. Did they ever really call her Canary?
They called her Canary, but not Black Canary.
Okay. I wasn't sure they ever called her that.
Yeah. Though to this day, I still can't even figure out where the name Black Canary came from.
Probably the fishnets.
That's a weird one, because it's just like a look at the costume. You look at the costume in the history of comics and just like, why did they call her Black Canary?
Yeah. And what was her name in the... It's Dinah, right?
Dinah Lance, yeah.
Okay, right. That's what I thought. Is that still her name?
There's no one named Dinah in the show, honestly.
Yeah, no, but I mean in the comics.
In the comics, yeah, it's still Dinah. It's now Lance is like her married name or something. Yeah. It's hard to explain. It's a little wacky. The thing about The Flash, I want him to be in the spotlight already.
Yeah.
You know, to be an accepted hero.
Well, I know what you're saying, but I like that he gets his ass handed to him.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I want him to, you know, I like him seeing his ass get handed to him. But I just want it, you know, he's still like, they're starting off with that nonsense like they did with, like, with Superman with the stupid blur.
Yeah.
They're calling him the Streak, and I'm just
I got you excited.
God, not this again.
What is Iris's dad's name?
Joe,
okay. He is absolutely right when he said to him, I don't know if it was this episode or last episode, that just because he can run fast doesn't mean that he's got to learn to fight.
Yeah.
He's got to learn all these. He's really got to learn to be a cop, and then he can be the Flash. You know what I mean? If they want to call him, you know what I'm saying? I want them to call him the Flash, whatever. I get what you're saying, and I agree. Yeah. But he's definitely not ready to be the Flash that we know.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We know
it's eventually going to lead there.
Yes, absolutely. But I don't want them to rush it. I mean, I want to see him become, you know, take his lumps, learn some things. Because just because he has these powers and he's fast doesn't mean that he is invulnerable.
Yeah.
And one of the things they did I thought was really cool when he was at the jail. Again, I don't know if it was this episode or last episode. And his dad looked at him and he blurred his face. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was a very nice touch.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it was with the mist.
Yes. Yeah.
Completely.
Is that a real character?
Yeah, completely. He's a Starman villain.
He is.
He can just make him... First it was like an invisible formula.
Yeah.
And then he became mist-like where you couldn't touch him.
Okay.
But he wasn't this poison thing. But, you know, of course, you know, for TV they had to amp because it would be a little silly. It's just like, okay, you got a guy you just can't touch.
Yeah, it was...
It would make for a lame story.
Yeah, they gave him a nice backstory. It was cool.
Yeah, I really liked it. That was pretty cool that he blurred his face. But I'm like, he's wearing a mask.
Yeah.
What's the point, man?
Yeah.
But, hey, whatever.
That's a good point.
Hey, whatever, you know, it's still minor, you know. It was still, you know...
It was a nice effect.
It was a very nice effect, but...
I'm not crazy about the dad, though. Just for some reason, I know who he is, I know where he came from. I'm just not crazy about the dad.
Nah.
He seems too solid.
And, you know, and now we're learning a bit more about Harrison Wells, about it looks like he did tamper with shit.
How disappointed are we going to be if he's not Professor Zoom?
He's got to be.
He's got to be, right? But you really, I know that... If it turns out, I'm going to be really crushed. I mean, they showed it. He set the whole thing up.
He set the whole thing up. He's got everything that both that Zooms had. You know, he's got characters of both Zooms. And it's just...
Are they revealing him too quickly?
I don't know. Just because we see somebody in a costume doesn't mean we'll actually...
It's true.
We don't know if it'll be him.
Yeah, I know.
And he could be stringing, you know, there have been other shows where, you know, you knew who the villain was and just string, you know, the protagonist along for a long time.
Yeah. So, four episodes in?
Yeah.
I hope they, you know what I'm saying. The other show that started, I didn't get the chance to see, but you saw Constantine.
Yes.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
My wife liked it.
Yeah?
She's really not a comic person. It really definitely reminded me of that other show that's on Supernatural.
Oh, does it?
A little.
Yeah.
But it's his sarcastic wit. You know, I gotta be honest, I am familiar with the character, but I really never read the comics, so yeah. I didn't get... If there were a lot of Easter eggs in there, I missed them.
Okay.
You know, obviously I saw the Helm of Fate.
How did they work that in?
And she, you know, the girl they had in there kind of picked it up. He said, don't pick that up because, you know, some kind of thing. I can't remember. But, you know, I'm not too sure if you've heard, but the girl who's in the pilot, they got rid of her.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
She wasn't working out?
I guess not.
Huh.
And, you know, they said something at the end about how she left and things, and it was just like, yeah, that's because there was an issue on the casting, you know, behind the scenes. And so that was, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very well done. He's just a guy you just hate and love at the same time, just like he is in the comics.
Does he have the accent?
He's got the accent.
Yeah.
Definitely
but cop. But no cigarette.
No cigarette. No cigarette.
Hey, and they DC Collectibles released a figure, a Constantine figure, no cigarette.
What was up with that figure? Somebody showed me a picture of it, and I swear it looked like... His face looked cartoonish.
Yes. It's, they have been... They've had a weird track record lately.
Definitely a miss.
They released Zatanna along with him.
Zatanna looks... Oh, yeah, she looks great.
Great. And then he looks, like you said, anime-ish, almost.
Yeah, it's just like the body, but you look at the back of the box, and... What the hell happened?
The figure, the face isn't, it's not bad. It's just, it's not that character. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it just looked way too cartoonish.
Yeah.
It just didn't work at all. You know, it's just like.
Agreed.
It was weird.
A lot of people have been pointing that out. I'm not real sure. Maybe it was a last minute change. I don't know.
Did you catch Gotham this week?
I'm still on board with Gotham, man. I like it a lot. Did you see it?
I did. I'm just finding it very hard, and now they're...
Yeah. You're not bailing yet, are you?
I'm still sticking.
We're talking about the Venom one, right? They didn't call it Venom.
Viper. Yeah, you can't be more unrealistic.
But, you know what? Go ahead.
They are trying... I really feel that with the producers, they are trying too hard to appeal to every different Batman-type fan out there.
I agree with you.
That's why it's just like, there's aspects of the movie they're trying to push in, there's aspects of the TV show they're trying to put in, there's aspects of the comics, and it's not meshing well.
They're cramming too much of it, though, sir.
Well, that's besides the point. It's just like, they don't know what audience they want to go after, and they're trying too hard.
Let me ask you something. What direction do you feel they should take at this point?
I think
like, what is their focus?
I don't know what the focus is. That's the problem.
But for you, what do you think their focus should be?
I think their focus should just be on the crime lords.
See, here's my thing is, we are at least 10 years away from seeing Bruce as Batman, right?
Right.
They are talking about too much stuff that will happen too soon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you talk about this Viper stuff, which really could lead, I could see it, the next version being Venom.
They already said that this is the precursor to Venom in the episode.
Do you remember, you're a Star Wars fan, do you remember at the end of Revenge of the Sith, they showed them constructing the Death Star? Do you remember that scene?
Yeah.
Okay, they're standing on a bridge, Vader's standing on a bridge, and they're constructing the Death Star. But meanwhile, you're going to tell me it took them 15 years to make that Death Star? They're showing too much too soon. Do you follow where I'm going with this?
Yeah, well, the second Death Star didn't take that long.
Yeah, so I think that's what they're doing with the show, is that they're showing too much of his mythos too soon, and we still got years before he becomes Batman.
It's moving at a fast pace. They need
it's too fast. So if they're moving too fast...
They need to pull in the reins and just focus on the cop aspects. Leave the Batman mythos... where they are. Just keep in what's already been established. Keep the Penguin.
So you think it should be more of a cop show? So if they do more of a cop show, then why does it have to be... I'm just trying to figure out how they can do the show a little differently. So if it's a cop show, then what makes it... And I don't have a problem with it being Gordon's story. I think it's a really good idea.
You should have Gordon's story, and I think it should also be the Penguin's rise to power.
Okay.
I think those two main storylines...
Yeah.
You have a good... You have the solid show.
But what are they going to have Gordon go after? Just regular criminals?
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just
other cop shows work like that. Just because it's Batman based, why can't we just go after regular criminals?
And listen, I'm with you. The Penguin, he's awesome. He's a great character.
Yeah, I was.
I'm worried again that they're developing him a little too fast. But he's good. I still like Fish Mahoney. I like what she did. Now we know why those two girls had to fight it out to death. It was a little over top.
Yeah.
But I like what she did with that girl, and she's setting up Carmine. I think, and I know that a lot of people don't agree with me, Bullock, I like his sense of humor.
I like him.
he's nailed the comic version of Bullock.
Yeah, I think he's good. Gordon, I like him. I like the character. He's just, I don't know if he's too uptight. There's just something off, a little bit off about him. I like Bruce. I think they're just, like you said, they're cramming too much mythos in,
yeah,
and they're cramming it in too fast.
It really feels rushed.
They can't do the villain of the week on the show.
No.
We're not going to see Batman for years.
No, I think one of the funniest things is, how many episodes was this? We're 5 episodes in now?
Yeah, yeah.
And they said that, you know, Poison Ivy is going to be one of the main characters, and we've only seen her once.
Yeah, well, I don't know. And yeah. I think they've also go back, which I was really kind of hoping they would, that the kid playing Catwoman is not, she's more observing things. And I sort of like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's not really involved. She's just, she still has her part, but she's more observing it all.
Right.
She's more like us, and she's sort of observing it.
It's...
I know you're right. I still like it.
I'm really trying. I really am. It's just, I'm finding it very hard.
Hopefully they will, they'll turn it into more of a cop show. And maybe you're right about that. He works on the cop part, and the tie into Batman is Penguin's rise through the ranks. He's rising too fast.
Yeah.
He's rising. And that scene, God, between what's his face, and when he drags Gordon to the restaurant, and he's beating the crap out of Penguin. Man, I felt bad for Gordon. Gordon is just got himself, he wasn't even involved in it.
Yeah, I know. And now it's just like,
now he's got something else hanging over his head.
It's, everybody thinks Gordon is this corrupt cop, and he's not. He's just stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the problem right now. He's trying to do, you know, what's right for the city, and he's powerless.
Yeah.
And it's driving him insane.
It's just a shame. They, whatever touch they have on the TV shows, they cannot bring it to the big screen.
No.
We spent half the show talking about these three shows.
Sooner than before, once you watch it.
Yes, exactly. It's and they're good. I mean, I know how you feel about Gotham, but you're still watching it. We're still talking about it.
Yeah.
Flash and Arrow are awesome.
Yeah.
Constantine, you had praise for. They got good stuff going on. It's just a shame they can't convert that to the movies.
Yeah. I mean, Constantine was really good, and there's just, like, still a lot of mysteries going on about it. It's just...
Oh, and they have iZombie starting soon, don't they?
No, mid-season replacement.
Okay, yeah.
So that doesn't start until probably spring. So
I mean, it's not like it's it's a superhero book or anything, but it's a DC property, and it's still,
yeah, it's like, under the Vertigo umbrella. I mean, that's, yeah. As you were asking about, like, you know, the Sandman movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be. That's why it's not listed in that slate, because they're considering that one a Vertigo film.
Okay. But they're still working on that.
Yeah, they're still working on it.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, you pointed this out.
Probably needs to be not included in that.
Yeah, now you pointed this out to me about, you know, Gotham, about the so-called Penguin Joker
thing. Oh, I know. Isn't that awesome? Listen.
I'm not buying into it.
I know.
I think some people are stretching too far.
Absolutely. But it was just was funny. And what it was, before the show started, Brian was saying that the guy that they cast for the Penguin really looks like he should be the Joker instead.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I was sort of, okay, I was in agreement, but somebody posted, there's a theory going on, and it is a weak theory.
Very.
That the Penguin really is the Joker.
Yeah, they said because Cobblepot's dead, I'm like, no, he still answers to that name.
Yeah. So,
I think the biggest stretch is just like, well, he was wearing a suit with purple and green. I'm like, oh my God.
It is. It's a stretch, but I just thought it was, I like those weak theories that could be possible, and maybe are they that clever enough to do that? And then once, because you really say a lot of things that make a lot of sense. And when you said that, and it just, like, wow, I wonder if that's what's going on.
It's, I don't know.
It's too weak. I know.
It's just so weak. And,
but it also goes back to, they're not, as much of the mythos as they're cramming into the show, mm-hmm. they're still not beholden to it.
Now, it's funny because the Joker is the one mythos they're really trying to stay away from.
And you know what? They probably should, because we're too soon. They can't. Oh my God.
Oh, that's the one.
Oh, and the other thing is the other guy that's is supposed to be showing up soon. Right. Two-Face is supposed to be showing up soon.
Two-Face, Tommy Elliott.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Hush.
Yeah.
They just cast Berlina Monet. Okay. From she was in V. She was in Serenity.
Oh yeah. What's she doing?
She's going to be playing Leslie Tompkins.
Oh, right. I saw
this. This is a character who is needed in... Now, she's one who's needed in this mythos.
Yeah.
Because in a version of Batman, she became like a surrogate mother to him.
Yeah.
Just as Alfred is the surrogate father. She's one who is desperately needed. When they first cast it and I didn't hear anybody for Leslie Tompkins,
yeah,
I was a little upset. Now that they're going to have a character, I hope she stays permanent.
Is she... She's going to be slated for this season, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the way they do shows now are weird. It's just they don't film the entire thing, so...
Yeah, all at once. I got you.
Yeah, but now...
Oh, that's interesting.
So she is... This character is going to be part of the show now. And I'm glad, because I felt like they need her.
Yeah.
So that's the one Batman mythos I felt, you know... Like, also because of the reason she was there when Bruce was young.
Yeah.
None of these other characters, with an exception of Gordon, were there. And Alfred, yeah, of course. But you know, none of these other characters were there. These are all, everything's been, like, rearranged, and now there's, you know, like I said, but she's the one Batman mythos who needs to be part of this.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad they're adding her.
One of the other things I did like about the show that they did was when the first guy who took the hit off the Viper, and he stole... He stole the ATM machine, and he had it over his head to throw at Bullock and Gordon, and it just crushed him. You could hear the crunching of his bones. That was a good scene.
But then they showed him running down the street. It just looked so campy.
Yeah, it did.
The thing that I was wondering, this is what pissed me off about the Viper episode. It's a steroid. It's supposed to build muscle. Where are you getting the strength if it's not building muscle?
It's true.
This is just this is basic body. It's
magic.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. It's just like a skinny guy is still all of a sudden super strong. No, it doesn't work that way. Yes, a coked up guy is, you know, somebody who's an angel does just, it's hard to take him down because he doesn't feel pain, but that doesn't mean he can lift up cars over his head.
ATM machines. I will follow the show. Even if you stop, I will still follow it.
I'm glad somebody will.
It's funny because most of the people I talk to, they're like you for one reason or the other. Just, they're still watching it, but they're not crazy about it. Hopefully, like I said, they will, maybe this is just first season, you know, jitters, whatever you want to call it, and they find their legs and... I'm really hoping they do.
But the way they're running it, they're making it seem like they're only going to have the one season.
I hope not. I mean, they got picked up for the whole season.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
So there's like no reason for them... I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's because they're shoving so much stuff in. It's just like, we only got the one season. We got to put everything in.
I still go back to what I said before, that maybe they're just trying to prove their street cred, that, hey, this is a Batman show. We can't show Batman, but look how much Batman shit is in this show.
Well, yeah, I know I said that I was out if they do Two-Face. Well, now I'm definitely, if they have Hill's Circus,
yeah,
I'm done. If I see anything for Hill's Circus, a poster, you know, fine, like, all right, a little nod and stuff. But if Bruce goes to the freaking Hill's Circus, I'm done.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Way too soon.
Anything with the Graysons, I'm done. I'm telling you, I'm done.
You know it's going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
You know it's going to happen.
I know.
Just hopefully it won't happen this season. This is going to go over time, so... All right, Brian, well, we're coming to the end of our show. You got, what do you got going on this week?
I got my
usual... Anything good?
Not really. Usual nonsense. Usual silliness. I am, you know, I'll be fighting a good fight with this lovely petition that's going on that Daniel Pickett started. You know, it's something I.
Yeah,
I really believe in it, so it's...
Hey, did you get... What kind of feedback did you get on your article?
Little to none.
Yeah?
Like, everybody's, like, afraid to say anything.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Like, everybody's got an opinion, and then, you know...
You're just afraid to say something.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. It was a good article.
Thank you. It had to be said. I had to get it out there. Someone's got to be the nutbag.
Yep, might as well be us.
Yes, sir.
As for me, I'm just my usual antics on YFNJMan.com and TheFanboyFactor.com. And,
very cool.
I guess that's all we got.
That's all we got for this week.
Right, Brian.
All right.
Yeah, I'll talk to you next week.
Later.
How are you doing?